You know, every once in a while, someone will come up to me, often quietly, and say, "Thank you. I saw you on TV. You said what I was thinking."
CNN political commentator Scott Jennings speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
And that's when I know it's worth it. Not because I changed the world in one segment, but because I reminded someone that they are not alone. So to everyone here today, keep making the case for your faith, for your values, for your families, and for your country. And I'll keep doing my best on the panels, on the debates, on CNN.
You can watch and listen to Scott Jennings making the case for an alternative voice in the mainstream media from the 2025 Making the Case conference. For a $300 gift by Holy Cross Day, September 14th, you can access on-demand video and audio streams of the entire conference. Order today at issuesetc.org.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, our Father, reading from Philippians chapter 2. I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and fellow worker and fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister to my need. For he has been longing for you all and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, near to death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. This is the word of the Lord.
He drew near unto death, risking his life. Wow, I'm quite sure I've never seen those words in a seminary recruitment brochure. But here they stand when Paul speaks of this man, Epaphroditus. What do we know about this guy? Well, very little. You heard everything just now. But we know that one time he was a pagan. Epaphroditus means lovely, beautiful. The feminine correspondence is Aphrodite, the name of the goddess of love and duty and beauty. So we know he was a pagan. At some time, in some manner, by someone, maybe Paul, maybe not, he became a Christian. And apparently a very good one, because he became the apostolos, as Paul calls him, of the congregation at Philippi. And it was a commonplace that those congregations that Paul established were obligated, had no choice in the matter, were obligated to send someone to help Paul in his own apostolic ministry for some period of time. And that's what Paul is talking about when he speaks of this man as a brother, a fellow worker, and a fellow soldier. And then, at least according to the English translation, Paul says that he's going to send him back because there was distress about Epaphroditus because he had become ill, almost dying. Well, can the Greek actually mean that he was sick unto death? Yes, it can. But I kind of wonder whether there's another meaning, for at least two reasons. One can hear the literary crescendo of the way Paul speaks about this man. A brother, a fellow worker, a fellow warrior, a fellow soldier. Is that the language of someone who just fought an illness? I don't know. But I will observe that in 2 Corinthians 11, when Paul wishes to speak about his sufferings, he speaks of them as his asthenai, the same word. So it might just well be that Epaphroditus was unto death because he had been persecuted, whipped, imprisoned, stoned, who knows what. In any case, the man entered the ministry with Paul and risked his life for it. Is that why you're here? Are you here to risk your life for the crucified? That your life be so defined that you are like Paul, as he says, I am always being given over to death in order that the life of Christ may be manifested in my body and flesh. Right? Is that why you're here? To be the very icon of one who lives in the midst of death? Is that why you're here? Well, it's a hard question. It's an existential question, and don't you doubt that. Because as we learned all too clearly yesterday, the world is an evil place. It's murderous, and it will not take kindly to the claim that unless you believe in Christ Jesus crucified, you are lost. Won't take kindly to it. So this little passage about Epaphroditus, I earlier this week, you know, these days you have to ask AI for its opinion on everything. So I thought I would ask AI its opinion on Epaphroditus. Who is Epaphroditus? I asked AI. And AI quoted somebody, it never gives sources, that somebody said that he was a nobody in the early church. That's the truth. That's what it said. Well, if we know only two verses about him, that's not far from the fact. You'll be a nobody almost certainly. But nonetheless, at this time and in this place, and for God's purposes, now you are here to study in order to be an Epaphroditus out there, a fellow worker and a fellow soldier with Paul, the apostle of Christ the crucified and risen Lord. So when we read about Epaphroditus, we're reading about your vocation. You will be, by God's grace and favor, a brother of Paul, a brother Epaphroditus, a fellow worker with Paul and Epaphroditus, and a fellow soldier with Paul and Epaphroditus. And if God is good, as I believe he will be, in you, Epaphroditus will not be a nobody. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I cry to you, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. My mouth is filled with your praise. Every day I will bless you
and praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O merciful Lord, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all. Grant us courage and strength to take up the cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
God of all mercy, your ways are not our ways, nor your thoughts our thoughts. As the evil one brings death and destruction into your wondrous creation, be the shelter of the defenseless, the comforter of the troubled, and the hope of the weary, that in every tribulation we may find in you the peace that passes all understanding. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my heavenly Father.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.